It's so great to see how God is changing hearts and minds and lives and perspectives and vision and direction through the heavenly words, through the sound doctrine being spoken and encouraged, but more importantly, being practiced, because it is a practice, as we see with Danny and Amber, and as we see with everyone on there, everyone is practicing the sound doctrine. Not one person isn't, and if you're not, then I'll encourage you to start practicing what's being encouraged. It's okay having knowledge, and we can do it, you know, to a certain degree, but we want to do it with all of our hearts. And we had a Bristol Leaders meeting Monday, and I shared, do the things with heart. And why do the things with heart? What comes from the heart? Faith. So when we say do the things with heart, we're saying doing it with faith. Everything that we do, we're doing it with faith and expectation that God is working in us, he's leading us and guiding us. So we want to use and practice the wisdom of God. We want to catch the words being spoken. We want to take it to our heart and say, okay, Father, lead me into doing this, you know. And God is working in you. He's inspiring you. Everyone is to really walk with God, like each individual walk with God. Yeah, we connect, but our first connection is with God, and he's leading and guiding you. And when we start to walk with him, we start to see fruit materialize in our life. Just like if you plant a seed and it grows, eventually you will see the fruit of that seed that you've sown. So you're doing it for you. You know, I'm sharing these things for your benefit. I'm practicing the things that I'm encouraging. I see the fruit. I see the benefit. I now get the understanding of why we do and speak in the manner that we do. And the things that I've been encouraged by my minister, I receive with a humble, meek heart, and I endeavor to practice it as well as preach it, as teach it, share it, and encourage other people. And those that receive those words gladly, they then take off. So it's like one candle lighting another candle. And God wants us hot, vibrant, and on fire for him. We're not just to go by each day, just to get through each day. Sometimes we might have days that seem like that, but really our God is a living God. We got the spirit of the living God on fire in our hearts. And so we are focused towards the words of God and what he wants us to do. God doesn't want us to lose momentum. He doesn't want us to get discouraged. He doesn't want us to lose the vision. The vision is that God wants all man to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. The vision is that God wants his word to move all over the world. Each one can do that. Each one of us is a great part of doing that. Just one person. One person on fire for God can turn the whole nation around, can turn their whole city and country around, and the world, turning it on its right position. You know, the world is governed by words. So at the moment in the world, it's pretty dominant with the negative words, with the traditions of what the world does and how we should think and how we should speak. It comes through the political systems. It comes through tradition and religion and through wrong doctrine. You know, people's minds are being taken off the direction of actually walking with God like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ done. All of us can walk hot and on fire, but it's an individual choice. Everyone is responsible for themselves. If you're married, you're still responsible for your walk before God. We're not to listen to anybody else, right? If Kim is saying something to me and it's not right, I will do what God says. Kim will do the exact same thing as well. And we can keep each other strong. We can keep each other sharpened. Iron sharpeneth iron. This is why it's important to have the fellowship. When we come for the one-on-ones, it's not because we're doing anything wrong, is it, right? We're coming to be fine-tuned. If my guitar that I've been playing for the whole week hasn't been tuned, it needs tuning up because it can slightly go out of tune, giving off the wrong tones, giving off the wrong melody, and it becomes a noise in your ear, and you think, oh, this is off key. It's not nice as it was before. So what do? We sit down. I sit down with my guitar, and I tune it up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this plays a nice melody now. It was a little bit out of tune. It seemed off sync. Something didn't seem to feel right or sound right with the guitar, you know? And it can be like that with us in our walk. If we're walking, you know, we're practicing the things we know, we can become numb to just doing it. Oh, well, I need to get up and speak in tongues. I need to pray. It can become a routine, a religious routine. But we want to do everything from the heart, with faith. When we pray, We want results. When we speak, we want to see the things come to pass. When we fellowship, we want to be encouraging and lifting people up. And so when we look at the book of Acts, you know, how did they move the word of God? They, number one, they received the words gladly. They received the sound doctrine from the ministers that were ministering then, the apostles, and they continue steadfastly in that encouragement that they were receiving. And then we see they went from house to house. They didn't go from large organizations to large organizations. They didn't go from church to church. But each one, we can run our own fellowships in our own home. And that we can work with new people, fresh people. We can pray to God for those laborers. Father, you send me the laborers. And as we start doing what God wants us to do, then great things is generated in our life. Not only do we grow, we have that peace and we have that focus. We're on fire. We want to see the things happen. We're practicing and aiming ourselves in the direction God wants us to go. And we're seeing things happen. Prosperity comes. Peace comes. Healing comes. Direction comes. Purpose comes. Every day is filled with something because God is at work. And every day God wants us to expect. I've been encouraging people, if you start your own fellowship, start it fresh, just you, and God may put someone in your heart or a couple of people in your heart to come and join you. You don't need the other believers to come and join you. So if someone on here started their own Zoom fellowship, for example, we don't need to jump on it. Start fresh, start new. Why don't you start your own Zoom fellowship? Still come to this one, but do your own one and let God fill it. God will fill empty spaces, but if you're not making the empty spaces available for God to move, how can he fill it? So what do you desire? What do you want to do? There's got to be a focus. There's got to be a direction. And when we're focused on God, then everything is flowing. Peace, prosperity, harmony, growth, increase in numbers, because people will respond to those that are moving with God, the ones that desire, the ones that are sat in darkness, and in the shadow of death, they want deliverance. They want to hear something fresh and new and vibrant and truth. It's only the truth that sets us free. You know, Jesus Christ changed his whole culture. You know, when he started to be led by the Spirit of God, he shocked the whole place with his doctrine, with his words, with his authority, with the signs, with the miracles, with the wonders, with the healings. This is how all of us can live and move and have our being. But we got to really be focused with God. We got to really put aside our own ideas of how we think God is going to move. And we see a pattern in the scriptures. We see the direction of how God moves each individual as they're led. And sometimes we're going to make mistakes, and that's fine. If you make a mistake, if you blow it royally, it doesn't matter. That wasn't the real you. You know, we just get back on point. You know, look at the Apostle Paul. He was moving with God. He wanted to go a certain direction. God says, no, I want you to go to Macedonia. So he obeyed. He went to Macedonia and man got born again in Macedonia and the word moved and more people were added because he listened to God. When he went to Jerusalem, he got pounded. So he hindered the purposes of God because he didn't listen. God told him not to go. Then the believers told him not to go, to the point that a prophet come and said, like, if you go, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be bound. So Paul had a good heart, but when we do the things, when we're not moving in sync with God, when we're doing our own thing, it's like idolatry. It really is, like, because we're doing our thing rather than the things of God. And this is why God has set leaders in the body to give the direction, to give the encouragement. This is why we need to practice the things that we're being encouraged. I've had so many people say to me since I've been honoring God, my finances have flourished. Everything else is falling into place for me. Great grace is there for me. I didn't even have to look for a parking space. The parking space was there for me. I got this thing cheap. My bills wasn't as high as I expected, like Jason shared earlier on. That's the favor of God, because why? We're moving with God. He's looking after us. He's navigating us, and he wants us blessed. And doctrine is very important. There's many doctrines out there, and they all can sound similar. Some might even say some of the things that we are saying. But you've got to look at the fruit. You've got to look at the people. How are the people that are connected where they are? Are they kind of religious and they're, you know, they're stuck where they are and they dress a certain way or they act a certain way or they're only let certain people in? You know, we've got to look at the fruit of what's going on. So by these things we can see and be navigated. We are spiritually aware, so we listen to the words, we practice, and then we see the fruit. You know, so God wants us all to be very, very fruitful. He wants us to pray for laborers. You know, we pray to the Lord of the harvest that he'll throw out the laborers. They're there. The laborers are there. But he's going to give those laborers to people that are listening, that are practicing from the heart. Because it's not just a come to church and we're following a certain way. This is a lifestyle. Jesus Christ's life was lived before God and with God. And we can live our lives before God and with God and before others. And we're not going to budge. We're not going to compromise. Whoever it may be, whether it's husband, wife, son, daughter, aunties, uncles, brothers and sisters, you shouldn't be doing this. You know, this is a religion. This is a cult. We don't listen to those words, because if we're doing it, we know it's not that. We know it's the power of God. So God wants us to be really encouraged. He wants us to flourish and grow. And so we need to get back to being focused. Don't lose the vision. The vision is word over the world, like God's word to the whole world. And it's available. And it starts right in your own home. You can really do your own fellowship if you want to. You can begin. God wants everyone to walk with him. So it's word over the world from here in Bristol, UK. Word over the world from where you are in Pakistan, where you are in USA, where you are in France. But if we're going to keep getting drawn back to circles of people that are not producing anything, they're nice believers, you know, they speak some good words and they're really kind, but there's no change and there's no fruit, something is wrong with that picture. And God wants us to rise up. He wants us to go to the next level. He's brought us up levels. And sometimes when we come up new levels, it looks like we're just starting again. But we're not. We're just seeing things on a different way because it's on another level. And so when we are upgraded by God, so to speak, then we need to upgrade our heart, our desires, our commitment to God, our desires to God, our focus with God. We need to gird up our loins, so to speak. So we need to really want what God wants, and we are willing to do exactly what God is showing us, where we can be fruitful, where he can be glorified, where men and women can be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We don't want to keep giving people religion. We don't want to give people our own knowledge and our own ideas, but we want to give people something that is meat that they can eat, they can taste, and it can give nourishment to their body. It can make them spiritually healthy, and it can make them wise unto salvation. You know, I had the great one-on-one with Becky today. She shared some great things with me of what she's seen, and she recognized the wrong doctrine. And I'm not going to go into it because she'll probably share it sometime. But it was fantastic, and it really blessed me, because now she was spiritually aware. Her eyes were open. She could see that this person was saying stuff that was similar, but it wasn't the same. The effects of the words of this other minister wasn't the same on the people. It was all about the minister, all about the organization. The devil can give good words. You know, he even quoted the word of Jesus Christ, didn't he? But Jesus Christ was walking with God, and God was able to give him the perfect answers back. You know, Matthew chapter 4, go and give it a good read. But God is really with you. He's for you. He wants us to move on fire with him. He wants us to do things from the heart. That means with faith. That's where faith comes from, your heart. Or fear comes from your heart. Or doubt comes from your heart. Or unbelief comes from your heart. What's coming from your heart? Are you humble? Are you ready to receive? Like Becky said, the more humble you are, the more God will exalt you and lift you up. And that is true. You know, God loves a humble, tender heart, one that's really paying attention, one that's catching the words, one that is going to God with what they've been heard and what they've been encouraged, to say, okay, Father, you show me these things for me. Let me understand the meaning and let me see the results from the words that I've been encouraged. You know, like ministering with the power of God. You've got the spirit of the living God in you. You can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. You can cleanse the leper. Let's start doing it. Let's start believing God for these open doors. It's the power of God that opens up the people's minds and hearts. It's the heavenly words that will touch a heart and change them. It's the love of God living in us. And we got to be excited every day, even if we're tired. You know, I come back from this trip from USA, and it usually takes me quite a while to get back on track. And, but I've been getting up early also. And that was tough for me because I'm thinking I'm still feeling tired. And then Kim's saying, Lawrence, what's your confession? What's your confession? And she's right on. And I'm so blessed that I got, Kim to kind of remind me when I'm saying the things wrong. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, love. Thank you for that reminder. I don't think, oh, shut up. You're on my case again. You're nagging me. Nag, 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 nag. I'm like, oh, thank God that there's someone to speak the words to me, the words of life, to help me keep on track, to help me keep focused and not let my mind drift because I feel tired. You know, if you remember Elijah, he was on the run, running from, Jezebel? And like, he just done great things. You know, he was doing amazing things. He killed all those prophets, called fire down from heaven. Then he hears that Jezebel was going to get after him and kill him. He went on the run. No, it discouraged him. So we can be discouraged pretty quick, can't we? We can see from that. But if we keep our minds focused on God, even if discouragement comes, we can lift our hearts to the Father, knowing that he is making a way where there seems no way in our situations. He makes a way in our finances where there seems no way. He makes a way in our health when it seems impossible. Our God is the God of impossible, but he requires faith. That's why we need to do the things with heart. Don't look at the circumstances. The enemy would like you to look at your circumstances, to consider the circumstances, to mull it over in your head, but you just don't understand. And, you know, when we get like that, it's because it's got to our emotions, you know. But we take every thought captive, and we lead every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. In other words, we bring our minds back to what does God say? God's word is quick, powerful, and sharp. It's living energy. So we need that living energy coming out of our mouth. And when we speak in tongues, it helps our infirmities. It keeps us vibrant. So Becky was saying she got up really early, 4:30, and she's still going now. But she's been speaking in tongues, so she's been energized by God. God supplies the strength. God supplies the energy. As long as we keep in our minds focused on what he's saying. And we remember the words. We remember what we've been encouraged. And whatever level we are, we need to keep the simple practices hot. You know, so like I was sharing to the guys, you know, on the Monday's Bristol Leaders meeting, double up on what you're doing. Double up on everything. Double up on speaking in tongues. Double up on praying for the labels. Double up on honoring God. Double up on your connections. You may not think you need a connection, but I'm telling you what you do. Because iron sharpeneth iron. We get that fine tuning. We get that fine tuning, and when we receive it humbly with our hearts, then we start to grow. And God will really open up great doors for every one of us. Like going to the USA was a nice step for me to move in that direction and to see what God done. And it generated faith. It generated excitement. Ethel done a fantastic sharing yesterday from that visit. And I put it up on the website because it generated faith. It helped fine tune. And she was also sharing great things back with me. It wasn't just one way. You know, we've all got something to say. God can energize all of us together. No one's better than anyone else. But God does want us all to walk with him. Really have an expectation in the things that you're doing. If you're doing fellowship, you haven't had no one come yet, don't worry. That's not on you. The increase is not on you. The increase is on God. But do it with your heart. Don't think, well, you know, got to do this fellowship again, I only got one person coming on, or I ain't got no one coming at all. Don't be discouraged. No, fear not. Fear not, but only believe and keep doing what God's given you to do. In that time, you're keeping yourself strong. It's like waiting on the Lord, like it says in Psalms, you know, wait on the Lord when things ain't going your way. It doesn't mean sit down there twiddling your thumbs, like waiting, what's going on? The deliverance hasn't come yet. DPD is quicker than this, you know, Delivery Express is quicker than this, Pizza Express is quicker than God. No, it's not that. When we wait on God, it means keep doing what you know to do. Keep speaking in tongues, keep connecting, keep giving, keep speaking, keep declaring. And God is with you and he's arranging every good, perfect thing. I had another one-on-one with someone this week and God just opened up a wonderful door for her. Maybe she'll share it if she's able to come on and share. And where she could speak and where she could, she just realized that God is the one that is drawing the people, you know. So again, this whole visit to the USA really generated excitement. But now the things that were encouraged need to be adhered to. Follow the encouragement. execute it. Don't forget it. I haven't forgotten what I've encouraged to different people. Don't forget it. Execute it. You may not see, like, you may think, well, is it really going to work for me? What if it's only me doing the fellowship? It doesn't matter. Begin. And I shared with a couple of people, if you're going to do your fellowship, don't have the people come from our fellowship on there. You want to start fresh where you can encourage and you can practice the heavenly words. Then you'll become strong. Then God will start to fill it and bring it in. Because sometimes there's people coming with their own ideas or their own take on things. And it can just dilute things. You know, we want to keep it, you know, concentrated. We want to keep things hot. So the, you know, God's word is moving all over the world. From here, it's moving all over the world. When you start your fellowship, it's moving all over the world. You need to begin. God says, begin. I've given you the authority. I've given you the words of ministry of reconciliation. You can do these things. This is what is encouraged in India. And these guys, mate, they don't mess around. They receive the word with meekness and they run with the ball. The ball is thrown to them, they catch it and they run with it. You ain't seeing their ass for dust. They're moving with God, you know? And that's what we need to do. Let's get excited. Not just, oh, another Zoom fellowship, another 5 hours on there. Receive the words, you know, and look at the change in everybody's life. Look what God's doing. I'm not doing this. God is doing that. I'm just encouraging what God puts in my heart. I'm receiving the words that I'm encouraged from my minister, and I practice, and then I apply, and then I see the fruit, and then I encourage, and it's like a cycle, you know, giving and receiving, receiving heavenly words, retaining heavenly words, speaking heavenly words, practicing heavenly words, seeing the fruit of those heavenly words, and then encouraging it to others. If you do this, God is going to bless you. If you do this, God will multiply you. If you honor God, he's going to multiply you. See, don't get low and down on your honoring God. God is not a God of decrease. He's not decreasing the fellowships, is he? He's not depleting your bank account, right? He wants to multiply you. This is when it doesn't grow. If you go back in your own personal time and read the book of Haggai, if I read it now, it just take up loads of time. But you can read the book of Haggai. And the people in there, they were focused on building their own little houses, their own little nest eggs. But they didn't have enough clothes to keep them warm. They didn't have enough drink to keep them quenched and food to keep them filled. And they just didn't have enough. And they were working their butts off. They were working their finger to the second bone. Right? And God blew upon it. He said, look, I've blown upon all this. I want you to consider your ways and why these things are happening to you. If things are not flowing in your life in certain areas, consider your ways in those certain areas. And then let God speak, and he will show you what to do. He really does. He shows me what to do. And that's without doing the one-on-ones, but he'll confirm it in one-on-ones. So the things that I'm doing when I go to my one-on-ones now, it's being confirmed that I'm moving in the right direction. Just by certain things that are said to me, I'm thinking, yes, I'm on it. Yes, I share these things. Yes, I'm doing these things. Yes, I'm seeing that result too. And so consider your ways and the things that you're doing. Change it up with God. Say, Father, show me what to change. Show me, just fine-tune me in the areas I need to do. Maybe I've received the words and I didn't pick it up. So that's why we need to pay attention. We hearken unto the voice of the Lord our God to observe to do. That's what God wants to do. Listen and chew it over in your mind and then put it into action. Observe to do it. Then these blessings will chase you down and overtake you. You'll be blessed in the field, in the city, in the store, in the basket, in the fruit of your body. You'll be blessed in your fellowships. You'll be blessed in your finances. You'll be blessed in your relationships. You'll be blessed in open doors. You'll be blessed in all good things. You'll be blessed in travel. Like Ethel was sharing on her, sharing that she wants to travel and she's been traveling everywhere. It's a desire in her heart. Well, you can do the same. And money isn't the object. It's our faith. And we go to God and he supplies all those things. See, so it's all about the faith, you know, and then with Peter, great guy, wonderful heart. Man, that man is such a blessing to me. And over these last years, just such a change. And his healing began in his body. He's healed, like, you know, and he's starting to manifest this healing in his body. He's looking to God. He has great desires. And the man's in a wheelchair, but he's going to get out of that wheelchair and he's going to walk. And I know Peter won't mind me saying these things because that's his desire and that's what's going to happen. And he's not letting anything hold him back. So what's your excuse? You know, what's our excuse? Where we can get up and move and do. And so can Peter. And he's doing it right where he is. And so, like, nothing can stop you, only you. Only unbelief. Only listening to the wrong words or the wrong encouragement. But guys, really, like, now it's time to upgrade. Like, God's upgraded you. Now it's time to move in this upgrade. Take advantage of the upgrade of where you are now through the words that you've heard. So Sunday at 4 p.m. we have a international leaders meeting. Hope you can get on there and you can share and what God's doing. There's going to be more testimonies now. Like, God, we should be having many testimonies, and we have got them, but they should be coming in great abundance. If we're walking and being led by the Spirit of God, if we're focusing, if God is really first, if fellowship isn't last and your connections ain't last and your honoring God isn't last and your speaking in tongues ain't last, but God is first in all those things, everything will just start flowing to you. And again, we give where we're being fed. We give where we're being encouraged. We don't just chuck our money anywhere. Why would you? I wouldn't chuck my money anywhere. I give where I'm being fed. My money goes to my minister because I'm honoring God. But my minister receives my honoring God. And it doesn't stay the same amount either, because God is always increasing me, so I can give more. And that's the cycle. Just like a farmer with his field, he sows plenty of seed because he's going to get more. And then he can, when he gets his harvest, he's got more again to sow. He can go and buy another field. God wants us plenteous in goods. He wants us plenteous in all these things. That's not the focus. God is the focus. But these things should start manifesting in our life. And if we don't hold it to ourselves and be selfish, well, I want this for me and I want this for my children. And I want this for God. If you get God first, you'll have all those things for your children now. Like, you know, money I spent. I'm taking Kim for a 60th birthday to India. It's her 60th birthday October, and I'm going to take her there. And by the grace of God and by his provision, right? But I just went to USA. I paid for my flights. I paid for my food. I paid for other people's food as well. I gave. I served. And the things I wanted, I paid for. I didn't ask anything from anyone. And you know what? My bank account hasn't changed. Because I'm sowing and using God's money that he's blessed me with to reinvest in the kingdom of God, not into my own little things. Yeah, there's things we might need, a lick of paint here, a lick of paint there, the garden tidied up, or go for a curry. That's nothing. That's not living extravagantly, is it? Right? I live within my means, and I can live with outside my means if I wanted to. You know, I can go and waste it if I want to, but I'm not. This is God's money. Is my money. He's given it to me, but I use it wisely and I take care of the things that need to be taken care of. And I look to give. I look to serve. And that's why I can keep giving, because I keep sowing. Not only do I honor God where I'm being fed, but outside of that, I give. And this, like when we're walking with God, it creates generosity in the hearts. We're not scrimping and scraping and holding every penny back, being a tight ass. We're not being stingy, like it says in Corinthians. God loves a cheerful giver. Then if you're liberal, you'll be made fat. That's what God says. The liberal soul is made fat. And we're liberal with the things of God. So anyway, this is just a little taster for Sunday leaders meeting. Be there, be square, be there or be round, be down. No, looking forward to seeing you on there. I love you guys. I'm just really excited about how God's working in everyone. And I know people have different situations going on too. And they're still focused with God. They're still speaking the heavenly words. They're still moving forward. They're not bowing the knee to Satan or to the pressures of this life or the pleasures of this life either. But their focus is God. They want to see God's word move all over the world. They want their fellowships filled. They want to begin their own fellowships. So guys, it's time to really start now. If you want to see things change, begin your own fellowship. Either in your home, online or whatever. And have brand new people come. Start with yourself. I started here preaching to the walls by myself for a long time. Then I was joined with Jason, then Kim, and then it just started to take off from there. So I've known the increase and I've known the decrease. And I don't want the decrease. I want the increase, because that's what God wants. So anyway, this is just a little bit of encouragement from me. And I really thank you for listening. I love you. You're all God's masterpiece. Keep your faith at a high expectation. Do what you need to do on your part so God can do what he needs to do on his part. He gives you what to do, and then when you do that, then he does his part. He does the work. So grace is that God does the work for you. The truth is, God is working for you. He just needs your obedience. He does. He just needs a willing heart to do and execute what he wants you to do so he can bring about his plans and purposes. So it's just really, really fantastic.